Volunteers on the local action team, Marilyn Baines and Laurel Phillips, are raising the alarm for desperately needed support for youth on the Sunshine Coast. When Baines moved to the coast nearly two decades ago, she was planning to retire when she became a caregiver again. In the process, she began looking for support for youth and families, and the complicated journey of navigating changing or non-existent resources for local mental health and addictions and the gaps between them led her to become an advocate. She's spent time on parent advisory committees as well as the Sunshine Coast Mental Health and Substance Use Collaborative, until funding ran out in 2017. Now she's a volunteer with the Sunshine Coast Children and Youth Mental Health and Substance Use Local Action Team, made up of service providers. Fellow volunteer Laurel Phillips is a narrative therapist who runs the Smart Recovery Program in Sechelt and helps develop community programming through Coast Community Consulting. She also volunteers as a community social worker. These families have gone through, in many cases, years of trauma, that roller coaster ride of trying to find help from the healthcare system, from the social system, from anywhere, and it's not there, Baines said. While the Minister of Mental Health and Addictions made an appearance in Sechelt last October to announce a foundry location as coming to the coast, at the time of the announcement, a location had yet to be sourced. Baines, who spoke at the announcement, told Coast Reporter it can take up to 2 years to have a foundry up and running. In a letter she penned, Baines said, even then, a foundry will not be a total solution for vulnerable youth in this crisis. Vulnerable youth has to be looked at as unique, Baines said, with separate and sometimes diverse needs from adults. Key to the foundry, she said, is that the youth themselves will be the voices to develop what the key services are and how they're provided. Sean Ramsey, the Sunshine Coast Community Action Team coordinator, agrees. Much of the Community Action Team's work focuses on adult programming with the community of drug users and homeless folks on the coast. Anyone under 19 is not permitted to access services including the shelter, subsidized housing and supportive housing. It's become clear that the youth are sort of being forgotten about, Ramsey said. I think it's important to remember that youth are going to access drugs and things like that recreationally, whether or not they're permitted by any governing body, Ramsey said. And if they're going to use drugs, they need to test the toxicity of those drugs. Education around what services are available for youth, as Baines is advocating for, is critical. With the toxic drug crisis, Ramsey said education is crucial to making sure kids understand what is at risk. It's not so simple as just scoring some drugs and going to a party with your friends, he said. It could be life or death. It's a bit like playing Russian roulette with some of the drugs going around. Youth in crisis, our numbers of youth deaths, are not huge, Baines said, because of the older population on the coast, but do you equate a death to just a number? The loss of that person shatters their family and shatters the people around them. Baines points to a report the Select Standing Committee on Health submitted to the Legislative Assembly in November. It said, in BC, overdose is the primary cause of death for people aged 19 to 39 and the third most likely cause of death for those aged under 19 years of age. In 2021, 30 people younger than 19 years old died from a toxic drug overdose or poisoning in BC, the highest number on record, according to the Office of the Representative for Children and Youth. That same year, 324 people between the ages of 19 and 29 died from toxic drug poisoning, a 59% increase from 2016. The committee identified early intervention as essential to preventing substance use and recommended funding to increase mental health and substance use support specifically for youth, as many of the existing adult substance use supports and services are unsafe and unwelcoming to young people. Existing mental health and substance use supports on the coast tend to focus on adults, Baines said, and accessing supports off-coast comes with another set of barriers. We have these adults who used to be youth that are now living in tents, and we're tearing down the tents, we're kicking them out of the shelter, they're dying from fentanyl, but they were our youth. And now they are dying adults, Phillips said. We need to turn the community's face towards this issue and keep it turned in that direction. Until we do something on the front end of the problem, Baines and Phillips say. TJ Sheehan, who opened Coastal Recovery Community, an addictions recovery center in Gibsons, is an example of giving back to the community despite an uphill battle with regulations and rules. They call for flexibility, because all those rules were built on adult models. And youth do not need or will not be part of the adult model, Baines said. Baines pointed to Sheehan as someone with lived experience who could connect with youth in a way she could not. On the other hand, parents are more likely to relate to her experience as a caregiver. Preventative measures are welcomed by Phillips and Baines, especially opportunities to work with schools. Suggested support SO, what can be done? It's a complicated problem, but Baines has some ideas that can be applied locally. By sharing her concerns, Baines hopes to spark some enthusiasm for trying to find services and solutions. Baines invites people in the community and organizations to direct resources and financial support to youth care, and to find ways to target youth by expanding existing programs. Businesses can hire vulnerable youth and become inclusive employers, Phillips suggests. Other ideas include recreation centers offering the use of their showers and bathrooms to vulnerable youth. Advocating for transportation options could be another avenue of helping remove barriers for youth, as well as anti-stigma efforts. A project the Local Action Team and Community Action Team are beginning to work on is a documentary project that will depict the realities of homelessness and drug use on the coast. Ramsey said he's meeting with Baines and Phillips to discuss how they could involve youth with the filmmaking process, and channel their energy into an artistic pursuit. The two groups will also work together on youth outreach. Youth on the coast need to feel as though they have something to do other than hanging out with their friends and partying, Ramsey said. Kids have a lot of energy, so it's important to give them an option to channel that into something constructive. Ramsey said adults can be good role models for youth, who learn by example. Community members and businesses could take youth under their wing by offering mentoring or apprenticeships in the arts or trades. He agrees with Baines that any programming has to be created with youth to find out what they want to be doing. When we work with peers in our community here, we don't create programming for them, we create programming alongside them and with them, and we consult with them, he said. If given the opportunity to flourish, they come alive. And while trying to find help can feel like a roller coaster, Baines wants families to know they're not alone. Phillips said, we know that families are out there and they're suffering alone, which can lead to feeling isolated and unsupported. They hope families can come together to provide that support to each other and raise their voices to address the problems. Anybody in the community who wants to make a difference can make a difference. There's nothing more powerful than a group of families who have intimate knowledge of the problem to make a difference, Phillips said. For now, the volunteers recommend checking out Foundry BC's online resources and app, School District 46's resources and Sunshine Coast Community Services. The SCCS's youth outreach can be contacted 24/7 at 604-865-0178. Vancouver Coastal Health Services for Youth can be found at http://www.vch.ca/public-health/children-youth-schools/youth-health. Help can also be found through the Sunshine Coast Resource Center.